Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friend. Yeah, the end of the week. Unless, of course, your week starts on Friday. Then, of course, it's the first day of your weird week. Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive today, 4 p.m. Or if you want, on Instagram, AndyGoldstein05. Don't bother DMing me. I never reply. I read them, but I never reply, so don't bother. Anyway, we begin with the news that Richarlison has signed for Tottenham Hotspurs, as they are, they used to call them, from Everton for an initial fee of £50 million. With some suggesting the Toffees' financial struggles could be behind the sale, Simon Money Money Jordan, would you believe, disagreed.
Richarlison goes steaming forward. He's got Cahill to beat. Inside the area. Beats him low and hard and past Brighter and into the net.
The big concern for Everton was if they didn't go below the £105 million in a three-year cycle, they were going to get sanctioned. Now, they've been half-sanctioned because they're looking at their transfer activity. And I think if they were selling Richarlison for £30 million, then the argument would be you are getting pressured to sell. They're not getting pressured to sell. They're taking economic deals. They're looking at Richarlison going, is £50 million decent money for a player that scored X amount of goals for us? It's probably on our balance sheet for £15 million. We paid £35 million for him and he probably wants to go to Spurs. And if he raises to 60, we've done a good deal. Now we can go back to the Premier League and say, well, we've got 50, 60 million in. We've booked £40 million worth of profit on this and we're going to spend 30 of it on players. I think they've got top money for Richarlison. I think Everton are selling players to meet the expectations of a player wanting to leave because he's been had his head turned by a Tottenham Hotspur, and B, because they're getting decent money, and C, they can redeploy it now. So I don't think they've had their pants pulled down on the price.
And here's Jack Wilshere and Darren Bent on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show.
It got deflected out to Richarlison and he saw a deflected shot go past Butland.
He divides opinion, Richarlison. Yeah. Some Spurs fans are like, oh my goodness, this is fantastic, missing pieces of the jigsaw, etc.
No Spurs fans are saying that.
Okay, or it's going to make us incredibly strong.
Yeah, I think he brings real depth to their squad.
Does he start?
No, I think the front three are Son, who's been fantastic, Kane, we know what he can do, and Kulusevski, the back end of last season, was brilliant. So I don't think he starts. But when you start, I was having a little look at Richarlison's stats and things, and I mean, he got 10 goals in 30 games last season, 6 in his last 9, which he's really stepped up when Everton needed him. But when you look at him over the course of the Premier League season, his stats are not that bad. He's gone 13, 13, 7 and 10. That's not bad at all for somebody who's not an out-and-out centre-forward. That's actually not bad, but I think for Spurs and Conte, again, we're seeing what he's doing, the impact he's having on Spurs. They're not building for the future. They're looking at right now. And he might not start Richarlison, but Spurs are in the Champions League. They've got a lot of games. I'm expecting them to play a lot of games this season. He can play centre-forward, left or right. I think it's a really shrewd signing from Spurs. So I think he adds real depth and quality to their squad.
They paid 50 for him when they bought him from Watford, Everton. And his fee is 50, rising to 60. It's roughly, give or take, about 60 million anyway. Does he improve Spurs? Does he start? Benji said no. Where do you see him fitting into this side?
I think he improves the squad, definitely.
The squad, but not the 11?
Yeah.
Are you gutted as an Arsenal fan?
He gives them something different. I wouldn't say I'm gutted, but I'm not sure how old he is. What is he, 23?
25, yeah.
25, I mean, so he's not young. There comes a point where he's going to have to turn all that potential into something. And to be fair, if anyone can do it, it's probably Antonio Conte. So I wouldn't say I'm devastated as an Arsenal fan, but I think it'd be one to watch. He could be really, really good.
On now to tennis, and Britain's Kate Bolter and Heather Watson are both through to the third round of Wimbledon. They won't, of course, win it, but they are through. Q tennis correspondent Lisa O'Sullivan.
Brilliant victory for Katie Bolter, who has beaten Karolina Pliskova for the second time in a couple of weeks. And the runner-up from Wimbledon last year was soundly beaten in that final set. And post-match, Katie Bolter revealed that her grandmother died 2 days ago.
Oh, God. I'm probably going to get emotional. My grand passed away 2 days ago, and I'd just like to dedicate that to her today.
Her boyfriend, Alex de Minaur, scored a four-set win over Britain's Jack Draper. The Aussie will play Liam Brody next after his heroic comeback against Diego Schwartzman. And Heather Watson finished her delayed match to get past the second round for the first time in 5 years.
That was the best-case scenario today, to break and win that match quickly. Things don't always go to plan, so I visualised all the scenarios and I was ready for it. But, really happy with how it turned out. Yeah, looking forward to my next match.
On now to Serena Wiegmann's England's Lionesses, who beat Switzerland live on TalkSport 2. It was, of course, the last warm-up match before the Euros get underway on Wednesday. Here's Sam Matterface and co-commentator Leanne Sanderson. Doesn't say what they're doing. Oh, yeah, commentating.
England heading to the European Championships with 3 straight wins and 12 goals to their name. Switzerland 0, England 4.
It's difficult because we always put pressure on the players, I think, sometimes. And I think they have to be mindful of how they manage their emotions. I've said this many, many times. And I think with regards to performances, maybe we are being hype. Maybe I am being hypercritical in the sense we've just beaten Switzerland 4-0. Yes, we're expected to play, but what more could the players do? They can't do any more than beating the teams in front of them. But maybe I'm just nervously concerned for how we don't seem to get it done in the first half. And you're right, Faye, against a stronger opposition. Even the Italians, you know, present a different, like, entirety in itself. So different competition on any given day, but they've done well. You can't ask for more, you know, scoring all the goals that we've scored in these 3 games, 12 goals, and they've looked really good in the end.
Yeah, I think we're ready now. We have been able to try out lots of things. We have had some good messages, good results, but we also look at the things that we can improve and want to try out. So today, in defence, we did something where we put the players in a little different position. It's good to see. And I think what we've seen now, from there we can go, and I think we're pretty much ready for next Wednesday.
England know the real way to show they are number one act is to win the European Championships. The Lionesses have a great chance to do that at this summer's festival of football.
On now to golf, and his 2022 US Open champion Matt Fitzpatrick on the TalkSport Breakfast Show. He said that he can't put too much pressure on himself going into future majors.
I would say for the most part of my career, I wouldn't really say I've had people expecting me to do anything. That's kind of always been the way I've kind of gone, is under the radar and not really having those expectations from others, which is really nice, to be honest. So this is obviously going to be different. The big thing is just to try and really think about the expectations that I put on myself and just try and manage those as best I can, really. I think the big thing is just trying to keep grounded and go back to the expectations, is not to try and expect too much. That was my whole feeling at the country club. I just tried to enjoy the week, and I really did. And it definitely, I said to a lot of people that week, it didn't necessarily feel like a major. It felt something different because I've had the history there and because I've played well there before. So I think that made a big difference to my game as well. And I think going forward, I've just got to try and do more of that.
Time now to hear from the legendary football manager, Neil Warnock, telling Fitzpatrick, or Fitzy, that he cried when he watched him at the US Open.
When I were watching you, I mean, I've betted on you, only a little. I only have a fiver each way and things like that. But over the last few tournaments, you've been close and I've stuck by you and all that. But the emotion that I felt, Mum and Dad and your Alex, I mean, it was just a... I mean, I was crying my eyes out. And I'm sat watching television.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, the final test between England and India gets underway today at Edgbaston. England skipper Ben Stokes maintains they will continue their aggressive style of play.
If there's a team that can, it's us. We just beat the best team in the world 3-0. India, obviously, a completely different opposition, different dynamic of team, but, you know, we concentrate on ourselves. We understand what we do well, but we have also taken into account who we're playing against. Because the opposition changes doesn't mean that we're going to change.
Ben Stokes has confirmed Jimmy Anderson is fit and available for tomorrow's rearranged fifth test against India. The bowler missed the third test win over New Zealand with an ankle problem. Sam Billings continues as wicketkeeper with Ben Foulkes still out having had COVID. Johnny Bairstow's in form. Was Captain Stokes tempted to give him the gloves?
Johnny is in the form of his life. He's our best middle order batsman at the moment. Ben Foulkes is our keeper going forward, and we just want Johnny to concentrate on batting.
And Josh Butler has been confirmed as England's new white ball captain. Here's his predecessor, Iwiwan Morgan, backing Butler to flourish in the role. Who says flourish? No one says that. Unless you say, oi, put the toilet seat up next time and make sure you flourish it.
Right arm over and is smashed back over his head by Butler, who has timed this magnificently. That must be 15 rows back into the stand.
Joss has been in charge. He's been an unbelievably good vice-captain while I've been captain. And when he's stepped in, he has been an exceptional leader. He obviously commands himself with the bat as one of the best players in the world, but also as a leader within the group, he commands tremendous respect.
And for more on that, check out TalkSport's Cricket Podcast, Following On with Steve Hammy-Harmson. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. From my back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today with Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. Ah, that'd be the toilet being flourished.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.